an institution.
This is an interview, or perhaps I should say a conversation, involving four individuals. Thomas Carr Howe, Director Emeritus of the California College of the Legion of Honor here in San Francisco. His friend and ours, Robert Neuhaus, who is many things. In fact, back in the late 30s, worked with Mr. Howe. An art historian who has just published a book on Frank Duveneck. Peter Fairbanks, the director of the Montgomery Gallery, who has very generously made the facilities here at the gallery available for this session, and is promising us a little lunch when we have a chance to break. And then for the Archives of American Art, Paul Karlstrom, the West Coast Regional Director. We dreamed up this idea, as I was saying earlier, as basically, in a sense, out of curiosity. Both Peter and I have been involved here in the art world in San Francisco for some years now. We are curious people, and we weren't around in the 30s. Both of you gentlemen were here probably from the early 30s, at least, if I'm not mistaken, or mid-30s, you can...
Not with the museum.
No, not with the museum, but here
right.
in the area, with an interest in art, and that's the key thing. And Peter and I would like to cast ourselves in the role of asking you questions about the old days, trying to learn things that we don't know, and not so much specifically about the Legion of Honor or any single institution, but the overall situation here, especially in the visual arts. And I suppose we would be interested in knowing about the galleries, to the extent there were any, about the press, any kind of criticism, the artists who were working here, the museums, the collectors' galleries, and all this kind of thing. So, without further ado, I thought we might start with each of you giving just a brief description of yourselves, particularly at that early time, you know, just what you were doing, and then we can just begin to chat. You want to start, Tom?
I'd be glad to.
Okay.
I came out here in 1931 after, in the midst of actually doing graduate work at Harvard, where I had graduated some years earlier. And I had taken at Harvard the famous Fogg Museum Art course, which was at that time responsible for producing the majority of American museum directors.
Major.
That was the famous Paul Sachs, who is professor and associate director of the Fogg Museum, with dear old fuzzy Edward Forbes, the grandson of Emerson, who was the director. And I remember one time his secretary, as part of this museum course, said, well, in the first place, this is Mr. Forbes' secretary, a museum director should be a gentleman, either by birth or by training, which some people took as a direct description, on the one hand, of Edward Forbes, and on the other, of Paul Sachs, who was a member of the well-known firm of Goldman Sachs and Company. People came to him to get recommendations for candidates for jobs. And he recommended me to the man who was then director of both the de Young Museum and the Legion of Honor.
Who was that?
Lloyd Rollins.
I didn't know the two institutions were joined back then.
And he first came out here as director of the Legion of Honor, and then, frankly, the director, dear old